Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Today, today, Bap Dada is looking at the most elevated children from everywhere. Today, Bap Dada is looking at the most elevated children from everywhere. Each and every child is an ancestor and also worthy of worship. Baba's rhyming words, each and every child is an ancestor. Ancestor in Hindi is Purvaj. And worthy of worship is Pujya. So each and every child is Purvaj and Pujya. An ancestor and worthy of worship. This is why all of you are the roots as well as the trunk of this Kalpa tree. This is why all of you are the roots as well as the trunk of this Kalpa tree. The trunk is automatically connected to the branches, twigs and leaves of the whole tree. The trunk is automatically connected to the branches, twigs and leaves of the whole tree. So, do all of you consider yourselves to be the elevated souls who are the ancestors of the whole tree? So, do all of you consider yourselves to be the elevated souls who are the ancestors of the whole tree? Just as Brahma is called the great, great grandfather. Just as Brahma is called the great, great grandfather, so together with him, his companions, all of you are also master great grandfathers. Just as Brahma is called the great great grandfather, so together with him, all of you are also master great grandfathers. The ancestor souls get so much respect. Do you stay in that intoxication? It could also be the ancestor souls have so much self-respect. Do you stay in that intoxication? Out of all the souls of the world, no matter which religion they belong to, you are the ancestors. You are the ancestors who are the images of support in the form of the trunk of all souls. No matter which religion they belong to, you are the ancestors who are the images of support in the form of the trunk of all souls. Therefore, because you are ancestors, you are also worthy of worship. Therefore, because you are ancestors, you are also worthy of worship. Each soul automatically continues to receive Sakash through you ancestors. Each soul automatically continues to receive Sakash through you ancestors. Look at the image of a tree. Even the last leaf of the tree receives Sakash from the roots. What is the task of ancestors? What is the task of ancestors? The task of ancestors is to sustain everyone. The task of ancestors is to sustain everyone. Even in the Laukik world, whether it is the sustenance of physical energy through food or through study, they receive sustenance to fill them with power. So with the sustenance from you, ancestor souls, all souls are sustained with the powers you have received from the Father. So with the sustenance from you ancestor souls, all souls are sustained with the powers you have received from the Father according to the present time. According to the present time. All souls according to the present time, all souls now need the sustenance of powers. All souls now need the sustenance of powers. You know that these days there is a wave of sorrow and peacelessness amongst souls. So do you ancestors, you worthy of worship souls, feel mercy for your creation? So do you ancestors, you worthy of worship souls, feel mercy for your creation, your children? When there is an atmosphere of total peacelessness, when there is an atmosphere of total peacelessness, the military or the police become specially alert. The military or the police become specially alert. In the same way, in today's atmosphere, in the same way, in today's atmosphere, do you ancestors consider yourselves to be instruments for special service? In today's atmosphere, in the same way in today's atmosphere, do you ancestors, souls, consider yourselves to be instruments for special service? Do you have the awareness that you are instruments for the whole world? Do you have the awareness that you are instruments for the whole world? Today, all souls of the world need Sakash from you. So, do you experience yourself to be the unlimited ancestors? Do you remember the service of the world? Or do you only consider the service of your centers? Do you remember the service of the world, or do you only remember the service of your center? Today, souls are calling out to you, ancestors, you deity souls. They are all calling out to their own different gods and goddesses, their deities. Come, forgive us. Have mercy on us. So, can you hear the sound of the devotees? Are you able to hear the sound of the devotees? Can you hear the sound or not? No matter which religion souls belong to, when you meet them, do you meet them considering yourselves to be the ancestors of all souls? No matter which religion souls belong to, when you meet them, do you meet them considering yourselves to be the ancestors of all souls? Do you experience that they too are the branches and twigs of you ancestors? It is you ancestors who have to give Sakash to them too. bring the picture of the kalpa tree in front of you and look at yourself to see where you are in the kalpa tree. You are in the roots. You are also the trunk. You are the roots. You are also the trunk. Together with that, look at yourselves in the supreme abode too. Together with that, look at yourselves in the supreme abode too, the place of you ancestor souls is with the Father. The place of you ancestor souls is with the Father. Very close to him. You know this, do you not? You know this, do you not? Then, when you meet any soul with this intoxication, when you meet any soul with this intoxication, then souls of every religion will look at you. With this vision that you are ours, you belong to us. This is the vision they will have when they will look at you. So when you meet any soul with this intoxication, then souls of every religion will look at you with this, with the vision that you are ours and you belong to us. If you meet others with this intoxication, awareness, vision and attitude, if you meet others with this intoxication, awareness, vision and attitude of being their ancestors, they will also have that feeling of you belonging to them. Because you are the ancestors of everyone. Because you are the ancestors of everyone. You belong to everyone. By serving with this awareness, every soul let every soul experience that they have once again, that they have once again found their ancestors, they have once again found their ancestors. And their specially beloved deities, they have found their ancestors and their specially beloved deities. Then, in terms of being worthy of worship, your worship is so great that in terms of being worthy of worship, your worship is so great. No righteous soul or great soul is worshipped in the right way as you deity souls. No religious soul or great soul is worshipped in the right way as you deity souls are worshipped. They too become worthy of worship, but they are not worshipped with the discipline in the right way as you are worshipped. Look at your praise to people sing devotional songs of praise with such discipline, and they perform aarti. Aarti means a ritual with lamps on a plate, and they, you know, rotate it round. So they perform aarti. So it is only you ancestors who become worthy of worship in this way. Do you consider yourselves to be such souls? So, do you consider yourselves to be such souls? Do you have this intoxication? Do you have such intoxication? Those of you who consider yourselves to be ancestor souls, who have this intoxication and awareness that you are ancestor souls, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Do you have this awareness and intoxication? Do you have this awareness? Acha, good, good. Acha, well, everyone is raising their hand. Acha, okay. Those of you who have this intoxication, you have raised your hands. Very good. Very good. Now, what will be the next question after this? What will be the next question after this? You have this awareness, okay. But what will be the next question after this? Do you always have this awareness? Do you always have this awareness? I've always asked this question too after asking a question. Do you always have this intoxication? Awareness and intoxication. Do you always? Always? And they are saying always. Bap Dada. Bap Dada wants to see every child imperishable with every attainment. Not just sometimes. Bap Dada wants to see every child imperishable with every attainment. Not just sometimes. Why? You reply very cleverly. And what do you say? You reply very cleverly. And what do you say? You do, you say, you do have this awareness. Okay, you have this awareness very well. And then, so you say you have this awareness. Okay, you have this awareness very well. And then, very, 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 very slowly, you start saying, sometimes it lessens also. It becomes less also. So sometimes it becomes less also, this awareness of intoxication. It becomes less also. Look, Baba is saying, the Father is imperishable. You souls are also imperishable. Aren't you imperishable? You are. Yes. The attainments too are imperishable. So Father is imperishable. Your souls are imperishable. Attainments are imperishable. You receive imperishable knowledge from the imperishable one. You receive imperishable knowledge from the imperishable one. Therefore, what should your dharana be? Your dharana also should be imperishable or only sometimes? Should your dharana be imperishable or only sometimes? Now, Bap Dada wants to see all the children always in their form being free from obstacles. Now Bap Dada wants to see all the children always in their form of being free from obstacles. Why? Why? Because when you, who are the instruments, remain stable in being free from obstacles. Why? Because when you, who are the instruments, remain stable in being free from obstacles, will you be able to make all souls of the world free from obstacles and all problems. So only when you, the instruments, remain stable in being free from obstacles, will you be able to make all souls of the world free from obstacles and all problems. For this, underline two things for this. Underline two things specially for this. you do underline, but underline it even more. Firstly, firstly, look at every soul with your soul conscious vision. Look at every soul with your soul conscious vision. Look at the soul in the form of his original sanskars. Look at the soul in the form of his original sanskars. No matter what type of sanskars that soul may have, no matter what type of sanskars that soul may have, but your good wishes and pure feelings and elevated feelings for, but your good wishes, pure feelings and elevated feelings for transformation for every soul, for transformation for every soul, can transform the sanskars of that soul for a short period of time. Let soul conscious feelings emerge in you. Let soul conscious feelings emerge in you. You saw in the beginning that even while staying in the gathering, I was referring to the beginning of the yagya, while staying in the gathering, you had a soul conscious vision, a soul conscious attitude, and the awareness that a soul is meeting another soul, a soul is speaking to another soul. So that foundation became very strong with this vision. So their foundation became very strong with this vision. Now, with the expansion of service, and because of connection with everyone in terms of the growth of service, interacting, speaking, and coming into contact with others. Soul conscious feelings have become a little merged. They haven't completely finished, but they have become merged. The self-respect of soul consciousness easily enables a soul to achieve success. The self-respect of soul consciousness easily enables a soul to achieve success. Who are you who have all gathered here together? For who are all of you who have gathered together here? You are those same deity souls of the previous cycle. You are those same deity souls of the previous cycle, the same Brahmin souls who have gathered here. In the form of Brahmin souls, all of you are elevated souls. In terms of deity souls too, you are elevated souls. So Brahmin souls, also elevated souls, deity souls, elevated souls too. Now, come. Now, come into relationship and connection with others in this form, that each one is an elevated Brahmin, each one is a deity. Check at every moment. Check at every moment. Check at every moment. What is the elevated duty and elevated service of I, the deity soul, the Brahmin soul. So check at every moment what is the elevated duty and elevated service of I, the deity soul, the Brahmin soul, to give blessings and to receive blessings. This is the elevated duty and elevated service of you. To give blessings and to receive blessings. So what service do your non-living images do? What service do your non-living images do? No matter what those souls are like, who come in front of the deity, but they go to take blessings and they come back with blessings. So they go to take blessings and they come back with blessings. And if someone thinks that it is hard work to make effort, then the easiest effort of all is to give blessings and receive blessings from everyone. Give blessings and receive blessings from everyone throughout the day through your drishti, attitude, words and feelings. Your title and blessings are the great donors. You are great donors. So while serving and coming into relationship and connection with others, Just perform this task. Give blessings and receive blessings. Is this difficult, to give blessings and receive blessings? Or is it easy? Is it easy or difficult to give blessings and receive blessings? Those who think that it is easy, raise your hand. Raise your hands if you think it is easy to give blessings. If someone creates opposition, will you still give them blessings? Will you still give them blessings even if they oppose you? Do you have a stock of that many blessings that you will keep on giving blessings even if they oppose you? Of course, there will be opposition. Of course, there will be opposition, because it is the opposition that will enable you to reach your position. Look, it was Father Brahma who faced the maximum opposition. He was opposed, wasn't he? However, who claimed the number one position? It was Brahma who claimed it, was it not? No matter what happens, no matter what happens, I have to give blessings in the same way as Father Brahma did. So I have to give blessings in the same way as Father Brahma did. Was there no one who spoke wasteful things or who did wasteful things in front of Brahma Baba? Was there no one who spoke wasteful things or who did wasteful, who spoke wasteful things or who did wasteful things in front of Brahma Baba? However, Father Brahma gave them blessings and received the blessings. He kept with him the power to accommodate. He is just, what did Baba think? He is just a child. He will change one day. He is just a child. He will change one day. In the same way, you too have to have the attitude, have this vision and attitude. This one is from the previous cycle, from our family, from our Brahmin family. I have to transform myself and thereby transform him. Not I will change only when he changes, no. But I have to change and change him. This is my responsibility, that I change first and then change him. This is my responsibility. Only then will blessings emerge from you and you will receive blessings. Only then will blessings emerge from you and you will also receive blessings. Now, time is quickly moving towards transformation. Now, time is quickly moving towards transformation. It is going into the extreme. It is going into the extreme. But before the transformation of time, you world transformer souls the elevated souls, the images of support for the transformation of others, you world transformer souls, you have to become the images of support for the transformation of others through your own transformation. you too are images of support for the world. You are the images, you are to bring about upliftment of others. Each of you souls has to have the aim, I have to become an instrument. Let each of you souls has to have the aim, I have to become an instrument. Let there not be the slightest trace, even in thoughts, of just three things. You have to not have the slightest trace of. You have to bring transformation in them. Those three things are, first of all, transform, parichintan, thinking about others. This you have to transform. Parichintan, thinking about others. Second, pardarshan, looking at others. So thinking about others, looking at others, parichintan, pardarshan. And the third, second was pardarshan, not to have pardarshan. Instead of swadarshan, you should look at the self. And third, paramat, means dictates of others. Or parasanga, means the company of others. Par means others. So paramat, so three things, parchintan, pardarshan, paramat. That is, dictates of others, or parasanga means company of others. The bad company, Baba has said earlier, cut off these three para. Instead, keep one para. These three things you must cut off. Parachintan, paradarshan, paramat, means bad, wrong company, finish that, cut that. But you must keep one par. Par means par upkari, means that par upkari means to par upkari means that you have to uplift others. You have to benefit others. Par means others. Upkari means benefit others. Whatever they may give, it doesn't matter. No matter what they give, it doesn't matter. But you have to give blessings. For only then you will receive blessings. When you are able to give blessings, no matter what others give you, but you simply give blessings. Do you have this much courage? Do you have this courage to keep on giving blessings no matter what they give you? So Bap Dada says to all those at all the centers, if all the children maintain courage, if all the children in all the centers went in courage that no matter what others give, I will give only blessings. I only have to give blessings. Then, if you do that, then this year, Bab Dada will give extra, Bab Dada will give extra help. Will give extra help for your courage and enthusiasm you have. So Bab Dada will give extra help for the courage and enthusiasm you have. He will give you extra help. However, only if you give blessings. Don't miss this of giving blessings. Bab Dada receives all the records. Bab Dada receives all the records. Even in your thoughts, there should be, nothing except blessings. There should be nothing except blessings, even in your thoughts. Do you have this courage? Raise your hand if you have the courage. You'll have to do it. It's not just that you raise your hand and that's it, but you'll have to do it. You will have to do it. Will you do it? Teachers, Madhuban Nivasis, will you do it? Will you do it? Will you? Baba's asking again. Will you do it? Will you accumulate extra marks? And yes, saying yes. And Baba's saying congratulations. If you keep this aim from now, that I have to do this, then it will be that much added. Then it will be that much added because there is the account of a long period of time. Because even this is included in the account, long time. If you do this at the end, then the account of long period of time would not be there. Therefore, attention please from now onwards. Therefore, from now onwards, attention please. So Eastern Zone, big zone, so many states in this zone. This is the biggest zone. This is the biggest zone. If the sound were to reach all the places, then so much service would take place automatically. If the sound were to reach all the places, then so much service would take place automatically. Okay, sit down. Now, Bap Dada's pure advice and Shrimat for all the children is that you should prepare a group that can spread the sound. That this is God's task. So Baba is saying, you should prepare a group that can spread the sound that this is God's task. Now double foreigners, please stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. Just as your title is double foreigners, so in your efforts and in the determination of your thoughts, demonstrate this by making the effort of double force. So become double effort makers in everything. We will demonstrate it by definitely doing this and becoming this. Will you do it? Is it okay? Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Now, do you remember the spiritual drill? In just 1 second, come into your stage of being an ancestor. Become a resident of the Supreme Abode, a lighthouse with the Father, and give light to the world. Can you do this? So in 1 second, all of those who are listening and seeing everything everywhere in this land and abroad, who are seeing and also listening, become a lighthouse. And give all souls everywhere in the world give all souls everywhere in the world night, sakash, and powers. Okay. To all the ancestor and worthy of worship souls everywhere in the world, to all the ancestor and worthy of worship souls everywhere in the world, to all the great donor souls, who as constant bestowers give blessings to everyone, to the world transformer souls who, with their own transformation, through determination, bring about the transformation of everyone, to the world transformer souls, the close souls, who always become lighthouses and give light to all souls, who become lighthouses and give light to all souls, to such close souls, Bhaktadas, love, remembrance, and namaste, filled with blessings from the heart. So this is the Murli of 2nd February 2004, 19 years ago. 2nd February 2004. And the heading of this Murli is Stay in the Self-Respect of Being an Ancestor and Worthy of Worship and Sustain Every Soul to the World. Give blessings and receive blessings. Stay in the Self-Respect of Being an Ancestor and Worthy of Worship and Sustain Every Soul of the World. Give blessings and receive blessings.
We need to look with the same attitude of soul consciousness. We have to help others. We have to benefit others. We should not be looking at others.
जाने वाले सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे बाबा से प्यार है बाबा बच्चों को इतना प्यार करते हैं
बाबा लव टू द लॉर्ड
है बाबा से मीठी मीठी रूहान करते हुए सुंदर गीत को सुनेंगे
लेट्स लिसन टू द ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग
वायदे करेंगे गीत के
एंड लेट्स प्रॉमिस टू बाबा
प्यार आपका इतना मिलता रहता है पल पल बाबा प्यार
Baba will receive lot of love every moment from you. These are the lines of the song.
Om Shanti. Milke Baba, Sunke Baba, Aapse ye man jhoomta rehta hai. Bahut shukriya, bahut shukriya. Dil ye kehta rehta hai. भक्ति में कहता रहता है, जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा को धन्यवाद देंगे, वाह बाबा वाह आपने कहा।
Baba, you have given a lot of love. Thank you for that. Wow, Baba.
Pal pal Baba, pyar aapka ho. बाबा प्यार आपका कितना मिलता रहता है।
बहुत शुक्रिया बहुत शुक्रिया बहुत शुक्रिया दिल ये कहता रहता है।
मिलके आपसे सुनके आपसे मन झूमता रहता है। मिलके आपसे सुनके आपसे मन झूमता
Shanti, all the double fine sisters and brothers are requested to pay attention. When the program finishes, when you leave Diamond Hall, make sure check your belongings. Don't forget your belongings. Don't leave anything. Whatever you have brought with you, be careful.
Now we have Ratnamani Dadi on stage. Now we'll be listening to the golden versions of Ratnamani Dadi, and then Nirveer Bhai, and then Brij Mohan Bhai. Mohini Ben from New York is also here. Now Dadi will give us the words of blessings. Respected Ratnamani Dadi is going to fill us with blessings.
आप अधिकतर पिछले ग्रुप में यहाँ पर स्टेज पर नहीं आ सके थे अभी तो आप
दादी कुडिन कम इन द लास्ट मिलन
ओम शांति मीठे मीठे बाबा
ओम शांति
मैं कितनी मीठी बातें सुनाई
स्वीट बाबा हैज एक्सप्लेन सो मेनी वंडरफुल थिंग्स
महाभाग्य
We have heard the great versions of Bab Dada. Heart is happy. Meeting Baba is like
Sang ke rangave use samana
is like embedding in the color of Baba with the in a shower of powers to have company of Baba and give each and every soul to go ahead and become a chancellor. Give chance to others and become chancellor. An Agni should go obstacle free.
Har Atma ko aage banane ka chance dekar.
Give chance to everyone to go ahead and become chancellor.
Aur banana
and make others as chancellor.
Isme yagi yagi. Chancellor banana इसमें यज्ञ की व्यवस्थित निर्विघ्न चले थी। अच्छा,
एंड मेक यज्ञ ऑब्स्टिकल फ्री। ओम शांति।
निर्विघ्न चले
ओम शांति। दादी रुक्मणि जी हैज गिवन अस ब्लेसिंग। आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स टू सिट इन साइलेंस एज यू आर लिसनिंग टू द वर्शंस ऑफ बाप दादा। सिट इन द साइलेंस बियॉन्ड द वर्ड्स। We have respected brothers and sisters on the stage. All senior brothers and sisters are giving their blessings and their words of wisdom. So let's listen to them. Nirmohan bhai has been taking some health treatment. He was not there with us since long time. Now we have him here today. So let's wish him good health. Let's welcome him. And listen to him, listen to the golden versions of Nirvair bhai. Most respected Radmoni Dadi, Mohini Ji, Mohini Didi, Jayanti Ben, Munni Ben, and all brothers and sisters. And respected brother Brij Mohan Bhai. And all brothers and sisters. Auspicious day after a kalpa. It doesn't just remind us. It just doesn't remind us of today, but also it refresh each and every soul. All the souls have reached here with lot of courage. I have reached here with lot of courage. Baba has given lot of love to me. And versions of the deepest knowledge. Baba has given me the injection of the knowledge, deepest knowledge, and made me healthy. I wish that we remember all the promises that we have made to Baba. The great versions of Baba, and I am proud of it. Because since in the time of corporeal form, Bab Dada has given Lord, Bab Dada has taken care of me. Baba has done sustenance. Baba has filled me power. Baba has explained so many things for the future, direct and indirect way. Baba has made me so eligible that I follow each and every order given by Baba. And give my each moment, each breath in this great yajna. I'm happy looking at the brothers and sisters from national and international. You're hearing me. I like to give remembrance to all the brothers and sisters, to all the brothers and sisters of national and international, whoever is listening to me. Let these days be, may these be like this, and let's be in the sustenance of Baba as a pearl in the eye. Thank you. I request all the brothers and sisters to sit in silence. I request Sister Mohini Didi to give words of wisdom and positive thoughts for today. Baba has reminded us of Swaman, that we are ancestors and we are worthy of worship. Everybody remembers their favorite idol. Baba, when Baba has asked, do you stay in this remembrance all the time that you are worthy of worship? For all the time, did you raise your hand? We stay, but not for all the time. But I understand, when you make a firm decision, firm thought, that we have to be there all the time in that stage. We have to sustain the entire world with peace, power, whatever it is required. Let's accept this with lot of happiness. Let's accept this order from Baba and give blessings to everyone and take blessings from everyone. Om Shanti. I would request respected Brij Mohan Bhai to express the inner words, inner feelings. Respected Brij Mohan Bhai. Vanakkam Shanti, brothers and sisters from Eastern Zone and International. Who have listened today Babdada's versions and who are listening all over the world. It is our pure, we understand that it is our pure responsibility. It's a good responsibility. How the roots and the trunk automatically takes care, sustains the entire tree. Every child of Baba, it's not like that who has become an instrument, but every child is an ancestor. Automatically, each and every child can do the sustenance of the entire tree. How do we do that? Like we being the soul consciousness and see everyone as souls while doing the service. And one more thing Baba has explained is like do not see anything and seeing others, listening to others and following others' dictates, however the persons are, but you should not be seeing others. Baba is giving the example, just like an idol in the temple gives blessings to everyone, whoever comes in front of the idol. So whoever comes in front of us, it's not like what they are doing, do not look at them. Give blessings. So if you give blessings, you'll receive blessings. If you deposit the account of blessings, you'll have that till the end time. Everybody has listened Murli with lot of love. However big the title Baba has given, we should remember that. Give attention repeatedly to the Baba's blessings. We have listened to the 2004 Murli. How much time has passed from 2004? Now it has not become as a full time feeling. Baba is asking you to make it all the time, give blessings to everyone and take blessings. Let's sit in Baba's remembrance for 3 minutes. All the brothers and sisters who are Sevadhari are requested to stay back to set Diamond Hall for tomorrow's Murli.